Hi. We'll now look at territory and product level profitability. As the title suggests, we are evaluating a marketing effort, ultimately in sales and marketing, at two levels. One is at a territory level, and the other one is at a product level. Now, why it is important? It's important because first and foremost, when we are selling any product in the market, for every type of sales effort which is going to get you revenue, there is always an amount of cost involved. And this cost is beyond what is the cost of the product itself. Like at the factory, a product may be manufactured, it may be processed, it may be, packed, it may be labeled, it may be made into units in which it is selling, and for that you have got material cost, labor cost, other overheads cost, various inputs cost, power cost. You have got all these costs, and you come to finally a cost of production. But this cost of production, which is there at the factory, and after that, whatever the levies, taxes, duties, excise duty that you have paid, then finally that particular item with that type of a cost gets into a company's depot from which it is sold. Now, when it is sold, then the revenue comes in on the basis of whatever is the rate at which the company is billing. It may be lower than the MRP which a customer pays because intermediary margins, different levels of taxes may comprise a certain amount out of this, but ultimately, what happens? Whatever is sold, the company has a net realization. Company has a price at which the billing is done. Now, from that, when you deduct whatever is your cost of goods sold, which is basically the cost at which it is produced in the market, at the factory, and then whatever are the other input costs that you may incur to make it saleable at a point of sale, this difference is what, as a first level, is known as the gross margin. Now, this amount which the company earns on the total sales, whatever is the volume at that net realization, this amount has to take care of, one, you will have several selling expenses. Now, the selling expenses can be like salesman salary, salesman's commission, incentives. There can be distribution expenses like freight, which is incurred to take the product to the distributor. There can be warehouse expenses, go down charges, carrying and forwarding charges. All these expenses, plus you can have marketing expenses like advertisement, sales promotion. You may be organizing various events. All these expenses which are there have got to be accounted for within that gross margin. And then you come to what we call the net margin. This net margin which the organization gets will have to take care of again certain expenses like head office expenses. It has to take care of certain financial expenses like depreciation charges. You may have to create some reserves. It has to take care of taxation, provisions for taxes, and ultimately it has got to go and, if it is a public sector, if it is a public limited company, you have to go and declare dividends. If it's a partnership, they will have to get their profits. So it becomes very important for the organization to evaluate both at each product level. And in this book, in the chapter, we have given example of a pharmaceutical company which has got actually three types of line. One can be what we normally call the OTC, that means over-the-counter product, which can be sold, advertised, does not require any prescription. Others, we have said, is something which is like a antidiarrheal product, some range of product which is there, which is not OTC, but not that high level. And the third level we are talking of is an antibiotic, which has got specific use. It has got to be well controlled and dispensed only through doctor's prescription. Now, when you have got these types of products, it may be worthwhile for the company to evaluate that each of these products, how is the profitability? So what happens, the company can take a decision that how much amount I must spend on marketing expenses, developmental expenses on each of these products, because ultimately there has got to be some relationship between what the earning I am making and how much I am spending. The other side is the organization can also take a call that if I have got a whole portfolio of products, which are the products which are giving me better profit, so that it makes a lot of sense to concentrate on those, build more capacity, maybe try and market it more. Which are the ones which I may have to keep because of some reasons, because there are some products which have got to be there in the market because they are part of your range. And which are the products where it may come that it does not make any sense to continue with that particular range, is not profitable. So to do that, the organization has to make profitability statements for each of these range of products. They must find out that what is the profit which each of these range of products is given. And similarly, on the other side, what may have to be done is, you may have to see that if I have got different territories, different zones where I am selling products, then which are the territories, which are the zones where they are able to have a better rate of profitability. So in this chapter, what we are going to look at is how we are going to evaluate these particular performances, how do we lay down some type of an evaluation process, and how do we ultimately take some conclusions, how do we form opinions, how do we move ahead. So two things that we are going to do in this chapter is look at territory-wise and product-wise profitability. For this, what we generally do is, supposing we say that there are products and there may be a product A, a product B, and a product C. And then what we say is that for each of these products, I may say that the entire country I divide into four regions. So we may say North Zone, East Zone, West Zone, South Zone, and we have all India. So we lay down our entire process in this type of a format. We say I've got a product A, a product B, a product C. I've got North Zone, I've got East Zone, I've got West Zone, and I've got South Zone. And overall, I make an all India. The first thing which I do is that for each of them, there is going to be a sales. So I will have sales, North Zone, East Zone, West Zone, and South Zone. Then obviously when I've got these, I will cumulatively at all India level also have sales. So I'll have product A in North Zone, product A East Zone, West Zone, South Zone, all India. Similarly, product B and all. So that becomes what we say sales. Now once I've got the sales, then for each of these, I will get what we call a gross margin. Now, what is a gross margin? Gross margin is the difference between sales and whatever is my cost of sales.
We explained that a little while ago. We said sales is the revenue and cost of sales is your cost of production
plus whatever that you incur in taking it that material up to the point of sale. So I will have for each of the products sales in all the zones coming to all India, all the three products, and I'll have a gross margin. Then what happens is the first stage what I do for each of the zones, the three products, as we know, they may have different gross margins, they may have different sales. So I finally come to a total sales and we also get a total gross margin. This in turn becomes the sales and the gross margin total for the zone. Now you will observe that at each of these places where I've got a sales and a gross margin, there is going to be a percentage of sales. The gross margin will be a certain percentage of sales. But these percentages will be different. Like A may have, I'm theoretically saying, this may have X percentage. In this case, it may be Y percentage. In this case, it may be Z percentage. But when I add all these up, this percentage can be different. Because each of these, depending upon the amount that I have sold of that product, the overall total gross margin as a percentage of change can be different. So this, while this is XYZ, this for all you know may be a, I'll call it D, a different type of gross margin. This I am going to have even for an all India level. Why is this important? You will find that if for a product the percentage of gross margin is the same across the country, for the three different products they are different. But then when I add them together, then I discover that the overall percentage of gross margin to the sales of the zone or that region may be different. Why does this happen? This happens because what we call the product mix. Any particular zone or a territory, if that territory has sold more of a product which has got a higher percentage of gross margin vis-a-vis a product which has got a lower percentage of gross margin, then what is going to happen is that particular region will have a better percentage of gross margin. So the first level that we have done, we evaluate what is the percentage of gross margin. I'll explain this a little to you with another little example. I'll come back to this, but right now let us see some other example I'll just show you. I'm going to use this space, the rest of it will come back. So right now just concentrate on this part. Supposing there are two salesmen. There is one salesman who is A and there is another salesman who is B. Now salesman A has been given a target and actuals. Similarly, salesman B has also been given a target
and there is an actual. For A, there are three products, product X, product Y, product Z. His target is given that you sell 10,000 of product A, 20,000 of product B, and 30,000 of product C. Similarly, B has been given a target. He has been given, you sell a target of 12,000 of product A, you sell 18,000 of product B, and you sell, let us say, 36,000 of product C. So when you give these targets to both of them, now let us presume that the percentage of gross margin in the case of product X is 20%, here it is 30%, and here it is 40%. This is what the percentage we have given. 20%, 30%, and 40%. So, if this is what the target has been given, now let us see how they perform. We find that in the case of salesman A, in actual, what he does, product X, he sells 20,000. Product Y, he sells 18,000. And product Z, he sells 20,000. Let's make it a little... This he sells 20,000. So his target, which was given 30,000 and 60,000 was his sales target. When we look at it, he has actually sold 62,000. So that means he has performed better than target in sales. We look at salesman B. What he has done, instead of 12,000, here he sells 10,000. Here, instead of 18,000, he sells 20,000. And here, instead of 36,000, he sells 34. Let us make it 66. So we observe that where his target was given 66,000, he has actually achieved 64,000. That means his target is actually sales are less. Clear? Now let us see what they have done in terms of gross margin. See, when he was given, that means his target gross margin was how much? 20% of 10,000 means 2,000. 30% of 20,000 means 6,000. And 40% of 30,000 means? So, he was supposed to do 20,000, which is 33% gross margin. What he has done? He has done 20% here. That means he has got 4,000, 30% here he has got 6,000, and here he has got 8,800. That means 18,800 is what he has made. So when I take 18,800 as a percentage of 62,000, he has done 27% as gross margin. So in gross margin, we observe he's lower. In sales, he's above. In gross margin, he is lower. Let us look at this gentleman. In sales, he is lower. But what is his gross margin percentage? He was supposed to do 2,400. 30% means 5,400. And 40 means 22,200 he was supposed to do, which as a percentage is 33% was his gross margin. What he has done? He has done 10,000 here, so he has made 2,000. This he has made 6,000, and this he has made 21,200, which when I look at as a percentage, he has kept his 33%. So see what happened. A has sold more than the target given. But when it came to gross margin, he has achieved 27% against 33. In the other case, he has done less sales. But when it came to the percentage, we find he has maintained the percentage. Now, if we give more credence to what is the percentage he is maintaining, then we'll discover that salesman B, in spite of doing lesser sales, has achieved the same percentage of gross margin. Why? Because we observe that his product mix is more favorable than salesman A. So the first thing which we tried to do, if we go back to that earlier thing which we had done, that we look at what is the zonal sales and gross margin, then the first issue that we look at is that have they been able to maintain, like here when I do the total, and the total we find out what is the sales and the gross margin, so the first level of evaluation that we do is that when I take the total of the sales of all the products at the zonal level compared with whatever is at the All India level, what is the percentage of gross margin? So obviously the one who is able to give us a better percentage of gross margin has been able to manage the product mix better. So it is not sales alone. The evaluation when we do at the territory level, we have also to see that apart from the sales, what have they been able to do? So the first level what we do is, we find out that the different territories, what has been the mix. If one territory has done a better mix, then that territory has done better than the other territory. Now sometimes a question may come that what may be an ideal gross margin percentage? Well, people may talk industry average, what the others are doing and all that. But you don't have to look around. You can even internally set up your own standards. Like if, for instance, the four zones which comprise and gives you the All India, this All India percentage represents what is the average for all the zones.
So whenever you have got this type of an average, you will find that some zones are doing better than the average. So they are basically taking the level upwards. Some zones are doing worse than the average. So what they are doing, they are pulling the entire performance down. So if you are able to bring those who are working below the average to the average, you will discover your average improves. And you get another set of mix where you find again some are lower and some are. So this way you can continuously keep on pulling up the ones who are below the average and you can go on increasing your performance. So the first one which it did is the level of gross margin as a percentage, and this is what we are saying, which one has done a better product mix. Now what happens? We said earlier that whatever is the difference between the realization and whatever is the cost of goods sold, that has given you the gross margin. And from this gross margin, you are going to account for expenses on selling, where there can be several heads. Like what can be the selling expenses? The first biggest component obviously will be, what is your salesman salary? You know, there has got to be a territory coverage, salesman have to go there. So there is a sales force salary. Now here you may have salesmen, you may have sales supervisor, you may have area sales manager, branch manager, zonal manager. So for every zone, we have specific number of sales people who are going and working in the market. They will have their salaries, they will have their conveyance, they will have maybe communication expenses, reimbursement of several expenses which they may do. Then apart from that, there may be incentives, there may be commissions. So all these comprise what we call the selling expenses. Now while at one level, for each of these zones, you may have a set of individuals who are working specifically at the zonal level, there would also be at an all India level some people whose work is also contributing to the performance of that particular zone. Like we may have a general manager looking after all India sales, we may have a marketing manager looking after all India marketing activities, we may have an all India distribution manager, we may have a all India controller of accounts and finance. So what actually happens is there are several people at all India level who may not be directly here contributing to the expenses, but whose efforts go into improving what is the performance. So when we look at this, we find that apart from what you are incurring at the zone level itself in terms of salaries, conveyance, traveling, there may be a set of individuals like the general manager marketing, sales, remember finance, controller, they are also contributing but not directly specifically. So their expenses are incurred somewhere else and they get apportioned here. So we have to see how we are going to allocate that expenses. But first, as we said, at each of these levels, we are going to have expenses under selling, distribution, marketing, administrative. Let us see what they can be. So we'll build up a scenario here. What I'm doing is these three I'm compressing, I'm bringing this up so that we can understand it better.